I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network, and Ben and Ben Talablu of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies is here, an articulate presentation of the current understanding of what the Biden administration is talking about when it seeks to revive or reawaken or resurrect, I like that word, Ben, resurrect the JCPOA of 2015. However, Iran is understood to be the chief perpetrator of terror in the world, the state actor everywhere. And Benham, I tell a story that came to me this week. I'd never seen it before. Fighting along the Colombia-Venezuela border between cadres loyal to different cocaine bosses. Fighting. Some of these bosses are part of the Venezuela military, which is completely a regime, a predatory regime. Some of these forces are just independent agents who've broken away from the FARC, a terror organization originally headquartered in Colombia. But it was reported to me that the fighting that I saw, and it was quite professionally looking with heavy weapons and everybody in uniforms looking like they were conducting an exercise, but there were casualties. They were fighting in a deep jungle. It was reported to me that the reason it looks so military is that they have Russian trainers and Hezbollah trainers and Iranian IRGC trainers, that the IRGC and the Russian special forces and the Hezbollah special forces all work together in Caracas and in other capitals, but certainly along the Colombia border. So I ask a stupid question. How do you negotiate with a power such as Iran that is pushing provocation into your hemisphere, that is deliberately undermining the credibility of your ally, Colombia, and that is supporting the Caracas regime that you're opposed? Is this willful on the part of the diplomats that they're not going to mention across the table is an enemy that's visiting chaos and murder and cocaine smuggling in the Western Hemisphere?
Well, I think it's an interesting vector for questioning, John, because, you know, Iran in this case really does have a global footprint for its terror apparatus. Interestingly, the Quds Force in one of the authoritative, authoritative histories on these hardline pro-IRGC websites said that their first area of operations after the Iran-Iraq war was Bosnia. Iran has been culturally exporting the revolution to South America, starting in the 1980s through its missions and religious cultural centers and religious universities, particularly in the tri-border area there. In the 1990s, they brought on the terror component, which, you know, with the bombing of the Israeli embassy in 92 in Buenos Aires and the attack on the Amia Cultural Center in 94 in Buenos Aires. And then, of course, as you know, in the 2000s, the real high-level relationship with the Chavez regime and now the Maduro regime. And there is quite a bit of depth there. So I haven't heard the story that you mentioned, but it does not surprise me, even when you look at cooperation between Iran and Venezuela over explosives, over military industries. You know, for instance, there is this Venezuelan arms entity, Cavim, that may be connected to Iran. There is much more there than meets the eye when we talk about Iran in Latin America and Iran in the Western Hemisphere. And through cutouts like Hezbollah, as well as the experience Iran and its proxies gleaned in the Syrian war, which is Russian air power, Lebanese Hezbollah, pro-Iran-backed proxies, Quds Force advisors, Assad regime military entities, all working together in the meat grinder that is Syria, I'm sure that experience is going to be translated elsewhere. And the fact that now you are mentioning a couple of these entities together are appearing in Venezuela should not at all be surprising to Iran watchers, Russia watchers, Hezbollah watchers, definitely, and people looking at the diversity of threats coming up from South and Central America, potentially even into the States.
Does it make it to the table in Vienna?
It certainly does not make it to the table in Vienna, because the Biden team has made sure to disassociate or disaggregate the Iran nuclear threat from the Iran regional threat. And, you know, when I mean regional, I mean Middle East. But also it should include things that spring up in the Middle East, such as Iran's terrorism apparatus, which we mentioned just a while ago was global and does have this diverse footprint and does operate in jurisdictions of weak central authority and does covet state partnerships like you can find in Venezuela, for instance. But there is a conscious decision, in fact, by Trump to bring together these threats, because you can't give sanctions relief to to address one threat and think another threat is not going to benefit from that material dividend. And so that's why President Trump aggregated those threats. But Biden seems to be, again, in the theme of resurrection, resurrecting the pre-Trump era approach, which is to segregate or rank order the Iranian threats and to treat nuclear as the most important. And that's led me to coin the phrase nuclear uber alles, where the Iran threat becomes narrowly and exclusively defined by the nuclear issue and promises to address those other threats, be they in the Middle East or in Latin America, remain exactly that.
I think the logic here, we just have about a minute. The logic here is that if you lift sanctions, it gives resources to the Tehran regime, and that it, those resources will in part go to the adventurism in America. So it will come back to Washington. They know this. I'm not giving out information that's secret. Washington knows this. And so they've made a decision to have a success in Vienna and worry about Colombia, Venezuela later, is that it?
Indeed, and worry about what's happening in the Middle East later. And you could see the concessions being given, I'm not sure about South America at the moment, but the concessions being given in the Middle East as designed to, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, facilitate success in Vienna.
Ben Taliblu is a senior fellow of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. He very carefully has explicated to me on my understanding of what's going on in Vienna, which is quite separate from what I described on the Colombia-Venezuela border. However, we're a lot closer to Colombia than we are to Vienna right now. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network.